KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 53 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The man accused in the murder of a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy is now in the Woodbury County Jail. Officials say 24-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati was picked up from an Omaha, Nebraska jail Wednesday and taken to the Pott County Courthouse in Council Bluffs for his initial hearing. He was denied bail while he awaits prosecution on murder, attempted murder, and other counts. After the hearing, Woodbury County deputies transported Correa Carminati from Council Bluffs to Sioux City. Major Tony Wingert says Pottawatomie County asked for the help, and they had no hesitation.
Anytime we cooperate with other law enforcement, they've had a terrible week, and they do a great job down there, but they shouldn't be tasked with that job of housing the inmates. So they asked us. We're very glad they asked us, that they think we can handle it. We have a very close working relationship with them, and we said, we'll gladly do that.
Correa Carminati allegedly shot Deputy Mark Burbridge to death as Carminati escaped the Pottawatomie County Jail. Wingert's not saying if Correa Carminati will be held in any special cell away from the general jail population or if other accommodations are being made.
We have protocols. We have a risk team that handles all our high-risk people. When they're moving from inside the facility or moving outside to a court facility, they have their protocols already developed, and we're going to follow those protocols. We spent a lot of time working hard on them, and we're confident in those protocols, and I'm very confident in my guys and gals that work upstairs that we will follow those and do a good job.
Deputy Pat Morgan was also shot in a jailbreak but is expected to recover. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said he didn't think it was wise to house the alleged killer in the same jail where he escaped from and committed the crime in order to avoid any conflicts or claims of mistreatment. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Clarinda man was found dead Wednesday in a county park. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials were joined by members of the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Departments and the Iowa State Patrol in conducting a search for a suicidal man in the area of Hacklebarney Park, north of Villisca. At around 8:21 a.m. Wednesday, the 25-year-old Nicholas Appel of Clarinda was discovered deceased in the park by a Montgomery County conservation officer. The original call had come into the Page County Sheriff's Office. Villisca and Red Oak Rescue and Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency all assisted in the search and recovery effort. A traffic stop Tuesday afternoon in Audubon County resulted in the arrest of a woman on alcohol and drug charges. 47-year-old Kristen Marie Hughes of Red Oak was pulled over south of Hamlin on Highway 71 after authorities received a complaint from a motorist about her driving. Hughes faces charges include OWI third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to yield half the roadway. She was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released with a court appearance set for May 15th. Authorities in Pottawatomie County have confirmed an Xyra teen was hurt in a motorcycle versus deer accident Tuesday night west of Griswold. 17-year-old Chloe Anthofer was a passenger in a motorcycle driven by 18-year-old Samuel Dankert of Griswold when the eastbound cycle struck a deer on Highway 92 near Contrail Avenue just before 10 p.m. Tuesday. The machine went out of control and veered off the road before coming to rest on the shoulder. Anthofer was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue. Authorities say Dankert was cited for failure to hold a valid driver's license. A representative with Rex Pharmacy contacted the Atlantic Police Department Wednesday and informed them of a possible phone scam. They were contacted by a member of the community that stated they'd been contacted by an unknown person and told that they had won a vacation trip courtesy of the pharmacy. Rex Pharmacy and the Atlantic Police Department would like the public to know that if you receive a similar call, that it is a scam and is not real. And as always, you should never give out any personal or financial information over the phone to people you don't know. Well, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund donated $500 to the Friends of Lake Anita. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said the funds will be used for the Friends of Lake Anita upcoming Kids Fishing Clinic, which will be held the first Saturday in June. Josh Peach with the DNR said the participation in the clinic continues to grow each year. Volunteers are on hand to show kids different species of fish found in the lake and to answer any questions they might have. It is a fun, free event for the entire family. Fishing was a favorite outdoor activity of Trevor's. Melanie Petty said they're happy to donate in his memory, and she asks you to consider supporting the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund by golfing in the annual T-Fred Golf Tournament, which will be held August 12th this year at Nishna Hills Golf Club. If you don't golf, you can still stop by the clubhouse and bid on silent auction items that are set up throughout the day. Other merchandise will also be available for purchase. In the funeral announcements, Norma Arnvig, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Murtu, Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Arnvig will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Delbert John Ruschenberg, age 90, of Westphalia, died Tuesday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Delbert Ruschenberg will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mardell Harris, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mardell Harris will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Beatty, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for William Beatty will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Schwinderman, age 92, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Schwinderman will be Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Lee Madden, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for Larry Lee Madden will be Monday at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Anderson, age 75, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Richard Anderson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.